it's kind of a long tale if you read the whole thing, because it goes through a very, you know, progression from him being betrayed by Judas into the hands of the Pharisees, who then accuse him of claiming to be the Son of God, and this is blasphemy, so they arrest him and they have him tried, and he's found guilty, and then they hang him for this on the cross, and he dies. And 3 days later, he rises again, and this was all things that he had told his disciples about, all things that he had prepared for and planned for, and it's an amazing story. He rises from the dead, and this is why we're here. This is why we, as Christians, believe in God, because there's this amazing power that Jesus displays in his resurrection, in his life, and in the grace that's extended to us. And before he died, Jesus gave this prayer, and there's three different parts to it. It's in John 17, and the first part is his prayer to God for himself and what he's asking God to do. And then there's his prayer for the disciples that are with him that night. And then there's this prayer for all believers. And that's where I want to read from. It's in John 17, 20. It's a pretty short little passage. But here is the point for us of the resurrection. It says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you and I are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you have gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make known to them in order that the love that you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them." Jesus came for the purpose of restoring relationship with one another. He came so that we as people can be reunited with God, can have a relationship with God where we were stray from him, where we were apart from him. That is the whole point of what he came here to do. He came here because the old system, the old covenant, had one point where it ceased to do what it had originally came to do, because the Jews had this, you know, idea that if they just kept the law, then they would be righteous and they would be saved. But that wasn't the point of the whole book of the law. The Old Testament had this point that it was supposed to reconnect us with God. It was supposed to keep us in relationship with him, and it was supposed to keep us together, and it was supposed to keep, there's a passage in Deuteronomy that is the whole point of the law, and it says that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, and you will love others as you love yourself. And that message is carried over in Jesus' work in resurrection, that he wants us to do that same thing. But it takes on a whole different connotation when you look at the passage this way, that it says that, you know, the whole point of us being Christians, of us being together, is for relationship. It's for togetherness. It's for unity. It's for oneness. And that's where I want to bring us today. I want to bring us to a point where we recognize that. There's, you know, often criticism of holidays. There's criticism because it's all commercialized. It's all such and such. And there's this big, you know, thing where it's like we feel like we have to be opposed to certain ideals about, you know, religious holidays because it speaks of just how corrupt society is. And yet, you know, at the same time, when we sit around the dinner table tonight, or when we're going to go out and hunt for Easter eggs and do all the crazy stuff that we like to do on holidays, have fun, watch football games, take naps, and do all that great stuff, there's this underlying theme here that we accomplish just by being together, just by, you know, having family and friends around us to share a great day with, to remember something important here, that this is about a relationship. You know, when you invite people over to your home and show your love to them in that way, That's accomplishing the purpose of Jesus coming to this world and being dead and resurrected for us. When you go to somebody's house and spend time with them, that's part of this as well. Jesus, you know, did this great work for us, and I want that to be something that you remember today. Something that I don't want you to go home and do all that fun stuff that, you know, comes later, and to be a part, you know, of whatever it is that's going to come. We're going to have a big Easter egg hunt, and it's going to be great. And remember, when you're doing that stuff, when you have dinner tonight, I mean, you know, throughout all of your life, I want this to be something that you remember, that just being with people, that just having someone to care for, someone that you love, and that you share your love with other people, that is an important part of the reason that we are Christians. That is an important part of the gospel message, and that is an important part of Jesus' work, that we are people who are together, that we are people who are in relationship. You know, that is not an unimportant thing. What we do together as humanity, as people, you know, working in a society, that is an important part of our reason for being here. That is an important part of why Jesus came. And that's what I want, you know, you to remember today. I want that to be something that's instilled in your heart, that, you know, those good times that you're happy and you're with people you love and things like that, and maybe you get lost in a thought or two just about how great the day is, and then you feel sometimes compelled that you have to remember something about God. And I want you to remember this, that love, that God's love, that your love for others, that's enough. That's the point of it all. And so there's no real secret here. There's nothing you have to do. There's not this thing about sin. It's not about, you know, who you know. It's just about, you know, how you live in this idea of love. So instead of ever, you know, having these questions that sometimes come up about the commercialism of a holiday, or that come up about, you know, the family arguments that ensue because of a holiday, and, you know, the idea that I don't want to see this person today because they're going to talk to me about this and I don't want to talk about that, and, you know, all these things that we kind of get wrapped around, and we lose, you know, something of the idea that all it really is taking, you know, a couple hours of your life to sit down with people who you have invested your time in to get to know, that you have gotten to know, that they have invested their time in you. And that's, you know, that's crucial. That's important. This isn't something, you know, it's not, I don't think, a big deal to ask to spend time with family and friends. I don't know about you, but I really enjoy doing that. And I think that in doing that, we are accomplishing what Jesus set out when he went to that cross and when he rose from the grave. That's what he made possible by doing that. And I want to emphasize just how magnificent and how fruitful that idea is, that, you know, something of being together, the being part of this unity of the body of Christ is lived out in simple everyday things like having a dinner together and talking with people and relating to them. There is this dimension also that, you know, we have to bring to where we talk to God and we relate to God and we share our heart with him. And that's a simple process as well. It's just as simple as sitting at a table and having dinner with your family. It's just as simple as having a conversation about what you did today or what you're going to do this week. It's that simple, and it's important. You know, it's something that we tend to forget at times, or we tend to cheapen and say that our relationship with God is something more, and there's always something that we're missing in the picture of something that, you know, we didn't do or a way that we feel that we shouldn't feel. But, you know, you can come to your family, you can come to your friends, and you can come to God all in the same way of, you know, understanding that it's this process of relationship, and you will have relationship, you will feel certain ways at certain time, you will disagree with people, you will you know, you'll have this emotional up and down at times, and that is extended to how we relate to God, but that's the whole point of it all. It's about being in relationship. It's about life lived with others. It's about life lived in unity and understanding that, you know, we have differences and we have, you know, we have different opinions, we have different emotions, different ideas, and when we interact with people, you know, there is this possibility of a good interaction and a bad interaction. But it's the interaction that, you know, is really important here, that this togetherness, that you're working towards, you know, a unity, even if there are, you know, disagreements or whatever. So just remember today that it's just about being together. It's about this relationship with God. Father, I want to come today to you thanking you for this opportunity that we have to relate with people, God, that you have come so that we can be reunited with people and we can be reunited with you. And that as we walk together in life, Lord God, that in the simple things, in the fun things, in the exciting things, and in the trying things that we go through, Lord God, I just ask that you are with us always, Lord, and I ask that you would just help us to be together as you have come to do, Lord, that we accomplish the purpose of why you came, why you were resurrected, Lord, that this joy that you came to instill in us as we are together, Lord, that we would seek it, we would find it, Lord, in our relationships with people, Lord, today, that you would just build up this unity that you have asked to bring in our lives, Lord. We invite you into our lives to do that today, Lord God. And bless you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.